It's been 6 months since Kenya burst into violence after a disputed presidential election. More than 1,000 people were killed. 300,000 Kenyans were displaced. At the end of February, political rivals Mwai Kibaki and Raila Odinga agreed to a power-sharing deal. Well, today, Kenyans are voting once again in 5 by-elections. 2 of them are to replace members of parliament who were killed in last winter's violence. Reporter David McGuffin gives us an update.
A political rally in Nairobi's poor and sprawling Embakasi district. Just 6 months after Kenya was mired in political violence, voters are heading back to the polls here and in 4 other districts across the country. In Embakasi, it's to replace a member of parliament who was shot dead during January's post-election crisis. Esther Pasaris is the Embakasi candidate for the Orange Democratic Movement, or ODM, the faction associated with the current Prime Minister Raila Odinga's followers.
If the elections are absolutely free and fair, and winners are declared or losers are declared, then we will not have violence. But if there is an obvious rigging, because everybody's got eyes and ears and they're seeing it, if there's going to be an obvious rigging, then I see the 12th of June being violent.
These by-elections are the strongest test yet of the fragile coalition government that was forged in February to end the political crisis. Its main members, ODM and President Mwai Kibaki's Party of National Unity, or PNU, were bitter rivals in the December elections and are fielding candidates against each other again. The campaigns have tended to be nasty, leaving voters like 24-year-old Paulo Chieng worried.
The leaders themselves are fighting amongst themselves. They're blaming each other. There is no agreement between themselves. So there is no any lasting in this grand coalition.
But Vice President Kalonzo Musyoka, allied to President Kibaki's PNU, says the coalition can withstand the strain.
I know Kenyans want this coalition to stay. It is their wish. Therefore, the prophets of doom will clearly be proven wrong. I, on my part, will ensure it does stay.
And yet, minutes earlier, at a rally, he made this call to strengthen PNU's position in the coalition. I am the leader of government, business and parliament, he says, and if you give me more members of parliament, it will increase my power and the power of President Kibaki. The ODM leader and Prime Minister Raila Odinga also claims to be the leader of government business. Maina Kiai is the head of Kenya's Human Rights Commission.
The one-upmanship that's going on, who's more senior, who's this and that, these guys are not serious, you know, on either side. And then you look at the cabinet that's there on both sides. You know, we've got thieves and killers in both sides, and they're sitting there. So I'm not holding my breath for this coalition.
For many Kenyans, though, where they were last winter is where they remain today. This refugee camp near Nairobi's Mathari slum is still home to some 400 people who fled violence in January. Nancy Warimu is a mother of 4 young children. Her husband was left paralyzed when he was hacked with machetes by a mob. She says the government has done nothing to help them restart their lives.
We are just like people who have been thrown away, and people... Really, we are saying that there is government and the government is not playing its part.
Maina Kiai doubts if it ever will.
I think the best way to put it is that we are in a ceasefire.
Getting through these by-elections without controversy would become a big step towards turning the ceasefire into a permanent peace. The country is taking a breath and waiting to see. For The World, I'm David McGuffin in Nairobi.